Vita da hostess.
1. Interview with Susan Stonard, cabin crew member for British Airways. 2. Susan, you are British and you work for BA, yet you live in Milan. How did that come about? 3. Before I started working for British Airways, I was working for a travel company called Simply Travel, which was based in Siena. When I went back to the UK, I realised that I loved Italy so much I wanted to come back. And many people who do long-haul flights live abroad in Europe and just come back to London for work. I work part-time, so I spend 15 days here and spend 15 days working. It's idyllic. 4. So tell me a bit about your work with BA. 5. I've been working for BA for 4 years. I started off on short-haul flights in Europe, and after about 18 months I transferred to do long-haul flights. We cover all flights running from Gatwick, which includes all of North America, a bit of South America, the Caribbean, West Africa, North Africa, Mauritius and the Seychelles. We don't do any of the East, such as Hong Kong or Japan. That's all covered from the Heathrow base. 6. When you say you work 15 days on and 15 days off, how many of those 15 days are you flying? 7. Well, it's more like 20 days on and 10 days off, to be honest. I'd say we do about 2 or 3 flights a month. The average trip is 3 or 4 days long, which means we fly out on day 1, to Denver, let's say. That takes 10 hours. Then we get a day and a half off there. Then we fly back. That's called one trip. So if we do 3 of those a month, and each is a 10-hour flight, that's 60 hours work a month. 8. So the days you spend at the destination count as work? 9. Yes. 10. That sounds rather cushy. 11. That's how they count it. And when I land back in London, which is nearly always an early morning, landing at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m, that whole day is a work day. I get paid for the entire day, even though I can get back to Italy by midday and have the rest of the day off. 12. Do you have to pay for your flights back to Milan? 13. Yes, I pay for them, but only 10% of the ticketed price. It's always a standby, of course. If there isn't a seat, I don't go, but more often than not there is, because Milan has both Malpensa and Linate airports. 14. What made you decide to work long-haul? I've heard it's hard going. 15. Well, I think I've come to that point now. I'm taking a 6-month break at the moment. BA is running a scheme where you can take 3, 6 months or a year off on unpaid leave. They'll still keep your job open for you, but you can go off and do whatever you want to do. It is hard work, of course. It isn't hard work lying on a beach in Mauritius. That's the easy part. But the hard part is getting there and back. And recent events mean we have to be more aware. 16. Speaking of which, how has the threat of terrorism changed the way you work? 17. Passengers listen to what we say. They pay attention to the videos and safety illustrations now, and ask questions. They were blasé before, especially business people, because they saw it every day or every week. But now they realise something could happen, and obviously BA is a target because we are British. People are nervous, especially on American flights. Of course that affects us too. We know we're in a responsible position. There are 50 people in my little aisle who are going to be looking at me if something goes wrong. 18. Do you look at people with suspicion? 19. If someone doesn't seem right, I report it immediately. Passengers report suspicious behaviour to us, too. 20. How soon did you fly after September the 11th? 21. I was in Mauritius when it happened. We just continued as normal, nothing changed. I mean, our schedules didn't change, but obviously the way I felt changed. I had colleagues in New York when it happened, and I heard a couple of stories. 22. What cultural differences have you experienced in various countries? 23. When we fly to Saudi Arabia, they take our passports off us when we get to the airport, and they don't give it back to us till we leave again, so that's a strange feeling. 24. Do they have the right to do that? 25. Yes, and they'll confiscate Western magazines and videos too. The hotel we stay in is lovely, but there are no women around at all. There are armed guards on every corridor, and we're not allowed to visit one another in our rooms. I would be allowed to visit a female crew member, but not a male crew member. Women are not allowed to be in a room with a man unless he's a relative. Also, when we go down to the restaurant or bar to eat, they put up these big artificial hedges in one corner of the restaurant. All the BA crew have to sit behind the hedge to eat, so none of the Saudi locals can look at us. Obviously, we are a spectacle there with our hair and makeup. If we go out, we have to wear floor-length black robes that cover our heads. As long as we don't show any ankle, we can go out to the local market, and that's always interesting. They can tell we're not locals, even though we're covered. Everyone is friendly, but Saudi is one of the strangest places I've ever been. 26. Africa is also an adjustment. Everything is slow, nothing works, nothing happens. You have to have a lot of patience. We used to do 10-day trips to Uganda, which sounds great, but you have to remember you are there with people who have never met before, and you are forced to make friends with them. You have to treat it as a holiday, otherwise you just go insane. 10 days in Africa without your friends and family, or even a phone. That's why long-haul flights are difficult. It gets to you because you're trapped. However beautiful the place may be, you can't get up and leave when you want to. 27. Do you think you'll stay in Italy? 28. I haven't decided. When I go back to London, I miss Italy. When I'm here, I miss home. There is a possibility that I might go back to work for the travel company I used to work for. It would mean a lot of responsibility, but after having handed out trays and served tea and coffee for 4 years, the idea of a challenge is fantastic. I would rather do that than go back to working in an office in London. I tried that about a month ago. I had a week's work experience with a magazine called Shape, a popular health and fitness magazine in the UK, based in Soho. I thought I'd love it, but after about 2 hours I was looking at my watch, waiting for it to end. I did that just to prove to myself that I did hate office work. It had the right effect.